Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball four. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Houser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Snyder moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Brandt moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos takes first base on ball four. Brandt moves to third. Gentile moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball four. Brandt scores. Gentile moves to third. Triandos moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey juggles the ball. That's an error on Causey. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Herzog moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brandt is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Triandos strikes out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herzog moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herzog scores. Hansen moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-2 in the game. Pappas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Jay Hankins pinch hits for Lou Krause. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to third. Hankins moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile juggles the ball. That's an error on Gentile. Causey scores. Hankins moves to third. Hauser moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hankins scores. Hauser moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Orioles. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Art Dittmar now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens, who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. Brandt moves to second. One out. Dave Philly pinch hits for Gus Triandos. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. Herzog reaches third base with a triple. Brandt scores. It's 6-2, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Foyles now catching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Baz now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-3 in the game. Pappas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Pappas moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall pinch hits for Norm Bez. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Nuxhall moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Herzog goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pappas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.